All right, so who wants to start it off?
You start it off.
I like when you start it off.
Okay. Hello!
Because it lures people
you
in.
You might
like,
want
right
to
off
yeah,
the bat.
No, but now we're not going to leave that because I leave too many fuck-ups.
Okay,
no,
go.
Let's just start it off for real.
But they love
okay.
it when it's
no,
real.
I know. I just want to start. We could,
we're just talking.
Show real. We'll fuck up really quickly as soon as I start it for real.
And in 5, 4, 3...
Everybody,
hey Simon.
Now it's fake as fuck.
Yeah, it's lame. I'm not leaving that other shit. Yeah,
that was pretty good. That means we did that like together.
We've been speaking in unison quite a bit lately.
I don't know if that's true.
Yeah, that's great.
Have you? That's
crazy.
Yeah. Oh, I see you guys are doing it too.
Yeah, yeah. It's weird.
We're getting there.
Ever since the eclipse.
Is that what did it?
I guess. Coincidence.
I looked at the eclipse.
Eclipsidence?
You guys got to see the eclipse. Dick and I were in Germany.
Losers!
We didn't see it in its totality, so it's not quite
As far as I'm concerned, I did.
Well, no, it wasn't completely dark. Like
it was not even close.
It wasn't even close.
Well, I have footage. I have footage of what I saw, shot by Adahop.
Well, great. Good for you. Like you and fucking millions of other people. Big
You're making this video. You should be grateful I'm giving you footage.
I don't want it. It's more of a pain in the ass for me. I got to put it in.
Well, look at it.
Yeah,
that's
it
my
out.
Backyard.
Great.
I watched a Casey Neistat video where he flew to South Carolina. He went to Columbia and it was totality there. Total dark.
Right. I saw that Ozzy Osbourne performed
Bark at the Moon.
Bark at the Moon
when
awesome.
It
happened. That
really?
That's
yes.
pretty fucking epic.
That's badass.
That was
go
a
on.
Really
good
and in totality. So it got completely dark while
and
I was singing.
Well, no, when they looked up at the sky,
that, right?
I saw the
yeah,
probably.
The yeah.
Yes.
So it wasn't completely wasn't.
Oh, it was.
Oh,
the
okay.
outer ring is. That's how you see it.
When I just had a sliver of sun around the corner, which I thought was amazing.
But it was still light out.
Yeah, no, it was still very light out.
But
though.
It was weird. The light was weird.
Oh, sure.
It was. Well,
the
you know what it
light
looked
got
like?
Weird.
It looked like a sunset.
It,
like
no,
when the
to
sun
me?
When the sun just completely goes down.
Right.
With the brightness
he's
of
crazy.
Area.
Don't listen to him. He's crazy.
No, I'm not.
It's not what it looked like at all.
No, it is. I
saw exactly
it looked like
it
a
looked
movie
like.
Set. It looked like the trees were lit by an HMI.
It did have some weird lighting effect happening.
Great.
And Apsaro and I were drunk in Germany.
Yeah, we should probably. You could probably talk about that. But before that, I want to say thank you to our sponsor that we'll hear about later on, Bluehost.
Bluehost
is sponsoring us. They make it so that you can make your own website.
Make your website.
Yeah,
you
website.
Want it.
Yeah.
So we'll talk more about that later.
Okay.
All right. And we have comments, of course.
Yes, we do.
Which almost everyone completely flaked on and didn't have ready when I
Not
asked them
Not true.
To. Just saying.
Pretty close
yeah,
to true.
Yeah, I messed up. Sorry.
No, it was true.
Me too.
True.
And I'm
everybody.
Sorry.
That's okay. Shit happens. But who wants to go first? Somebody volunteer.
I'll go first.
Okay.
Mine are from the ARC T-Rex versus Deathworm video.
And these are all about you going to Germany.
They are. Nick, why was you drunk in Germany?
Because it was in Germany.
Because I ate pasta.
In Germany.
He annoyed me with his Facebook post.
Yeah,
of like
why did that annoy you?
Because I wanted to eat it so bad. Oh. Because it was like this pasta that was getting folded around on a stone.
Yeah,
it was
ridiculous.
No,
sauce.
It was not on a stone.
Okay.
It was
on a
on
cheese
a
wheel.
Cheese wheel.
Oh, fungal.
I like that.
What is the fuck does fungal mean?
Fungal. What do you think it means?
Ba-fungal.
Is that
you do
good,
this
just
little...
good?
I assume it means...
That means you did a good job, Apsaro.
Go fuck yourself. It's always what I translated it to, but I really don't even know.
So, yeah, and then they put the shaved black truffles on top of it.
Get the fuck out. And this wasn't the Nippy Dog place?
No.
We should have gone back there.
Oh,
we
God, how could you not?
They had a gator in the back, though.
Oh, perfect. Same thing.
Nippy gator.
All right, so comments.
All right, so the first comment that I have is from Bay J. It says, I had to pause this video so many times because I am stay at my granny's house, and she is super religious, so I had to pause it every time she came by because I don't know if you going to cuss, LOL, but keep up the good work, guys.
Earbuds sound like a good idea.
Earbuds.
Huh? Earbuds?
Yeah.
She doesn't need to hear this
life
shit.
Life hack.
That's it. That's life a life hack.
Yeah. Or get a new granny.
And hopefully you're not seven because you're calling her granny.
Yeah.
Well,
because you know what? I'm sorry, but some of this language is inappropriate.
But listen, like, we're in the South, like, there's meemaw, peepaw, poo-poos.
Yeah.
Mamaw.
Gaga, peepaw.
Meemaw.
We were always just grandma.
Yeah, I had grandma and grandpa.
Yeah.
I had meemaw.
I remember your meemaw.
And that's what inbreeding does.
I had granny, I had meemaw,
you know?
I had big papa and little papa.
So to me, granny's more acceptable than like a moo-moo and the TT.
Oh, no. We have mamaw.
Murmur.
That exists in my family.
Mamaw
and Gampaw.
That's one of the dumbest.
I know.
Gam-gam.
It wasn't my decision.
You just grew up in it.
I didn't grow up like this is existing. This is my daughter's.
What are we going to call
my mother's?
Gampa.
Yeah.
Perfect.
It's on, How about Goompa,
my wife's side. My wife's a little bit more country than I am. Yeah. Mamaw and Gampa.
I would not accept that if I was a Gampa.
Yeah.
Would you ever call me that again?
Yeah.
Gampa, I'll break my foot off in your ass.
I'm your grampy.
Well, my mother refuses to be called grandma. She wants to be called BB.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, so she's just a BB. Game changer, huh?
Yeah, she's scared.
I don't want to be called grandma. I want to be BB.
Why?
Oh, hey, I looked up bafangul. It means fuck off, piss off, fuck yourself, or leave me
alone. Yeah, we covered that.
Well,
you didn't know.
I said I didn't know.
Said.
I said I always thought it was fuck yourself. Bafangul.
So it's not a food.
No, it is not a food.
No, no.
You're on affectionatewords.com.
I'll have the bafangul, please.
See how that goes
with
over in Italian
restaurants.
Extra marinara.
Thanks, Campy.
All right, next comment is from Resurrection HD, which he was in the last comments video. He says, yes! They listened to my suggestion in the previous video about having more T-Rexes. Thanks, Neebs and the guys. I promise my suggestion will bring you good luck and better loot. Just felt like
better loot,
a weirdo.
Huh?
Like
yeah,
Neebs.
And reading the same comment from somebody 2 weeks in a row.
What are the chances?
Right, but it's a referral back to that. So
of
he's
it
very,
is.
Very happy that we reciprocated on his
much excite
advice.
There you go. Much excite.
Next one is from Isaac Toe. Isaac Toe.
Isaac Toe.
Yeah. It says thick. Real big. There's a problem with Zappy. It is imprinted to Neebs, so if Neebs rides it, it gets a boost.
Yeah.
That pretty much means it's Neebs' dragon, so give it up.
I know when I ride old Zappy, I see a little Brofist icon in the corner.
Do you?
Yeah. I'm sure you don't see that on yours because didn't tame yours.
I have a border on the screen of Brofists. It's like
you
an
don't.
Entire frame
you do
of
not.
It.
You're making that up.
I'm not.
I've got two Brofists like tattooed on my butt cheeks just meeting
when I
up.
Ride it.
And when you clench,
yeah.
When you clench, they bump.
Yeah.
So when you pinch it off,
yeah. Butt fist. You know.
It's like Brofist.
Fun visuals.
Yeah. All right, next comment is from Angry Puppy, who has all the confidence in the world in us, says, you guys are so dead when you face the boss. None of you have a clue what you are doing.
We got a lot of those comments.
Yeah.
Just going to get slaughtered.
Did they know I was coming?
Yeah, I think that's why they were saying that.
Oh.
I think that people didn't think that I would be able to contribute whatsoever, and I want to say I was a big part of that.
Yeah, you were healing.
I was rocking it.
Yeah, you
and
were.
And shooting the fuck out of that thing.
So yep. Yeah. By the time this podcast comes out, that episode will be out. So,
yeah, so everyone knows the results by now.
We kicked that boss's ass.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm. It wasn't the boss that fucking kicked our ass. It was the damn wyvern.
We weren't ready for the wyvern.
No.
Who would be?
Next comment is from Sloan Carey. Says, hey, Neebs Gaming, I always wanted to be in commenting on comments, so here's my question. What's your plan now for animation? Is there anything you guys are working on now that you have finished the latest episode of Duralius and Associates? Would love to know your upcoming plans, if there are any. Love you guys. So let's talk about animation.
Okay. I'll gladly talk about animation. Mm-hmm. Because of the support of our Patreon, we are doing more Neebs Gaming animated stuff. There should be two out by now, and there's one still in the pipe that's kind of an original thing that we're doing.
Mm-hmm.
We are not personally animating these. These are being animated by other people. But yeah, that's where we are on animation. The unfortunate reality, and a lot of people know this, is animation does not work on YouTube. Like, you do not see a return for the time you spend animating.
Not even close to a return.
Yeah,
right.
Not even close. Like, because YouTube values watch time over anything else, which is sad. It sucks for the guys that make short films. It sucks for the guys that make short animations. But yeah, we would gladly do more, but it just does not work as a business on YouTube. But thanks to our patrons, we're able to do a few things.
Yeah, and we all love animation. I mean, Absro, you're an animator.
Oh, I still love it. But yeah.
And you love
still
doing
love
that.
Still love doing it. I love going to Newgrounds. I go to Newgrounds all the time. Just watch cartoons.
Yeah,
I think it's great.
You know, I started in voiceover for anime, so my favorite thing to do is voiceover. I could just let myself go. I could look like just a blob if I wanted to,
yeah.
But I think we all really enjoy the animation process when it comes to creating it, seeing the finished product, and listening to the community react to it.
Yeah.
No, it's a good payoff.
There's something to me. There's something more. Like, I love playing the games, and like that's it's so fun content to make. But there's something more special about something that you've created from scratch, from start to finish. And as animation, nothing's free. Everything has to be drawn and made and created. It's like so. Like it's a piece of art.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas like you know a game is just gameplay. But we try to do more with gameplay than any other channel.
Right.
I think what we're doing is awesome. But there's something special about animation that I do miss doing. And yeah, I wish the model on YouTube worked a little better. But we're trying to figure some things out. We want to bring more animation to the channel. So stay posted.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You used to animate with your BB when you were a little kid,
I
right?
I did. Me and BB hanging out, drawing stick figures with wieners on them.
Gampy Gamps didn't want any part of it, though.
Butt fisting. Is that it?
That's five comments.
That's great comments.
Yeah.
I wasn't
counting. Thanks for commenting.
Who wants to go next? I'll go next. Do it.
I don't know why you asked.
Who wants to go next then?
Didn't he give no, anybody no, no. a chance?
I didn't really because I'm
wants
like,
to go next? I want to go next.
I don't want my computer to go dead because
oh,
I
hear okay.
got a fucking computer
Makes
in front
sense.
Of me.
Runs on double A's.
It does. Chicken says, and all these comments are from the last Commenting on Comments podcast.
Okay.
So that's something I only did once before, I think.
Okay.
So comments on that video.
Interesting. It's like an eclipse.
Commenting, yeah, like
it
an
is.
Inception.
What a twist.
Chicken says, have you guys ever thought about playing Don't Starve Together? It has quite a bit of content and a lot of survival aspects. I think it would be funny to watch you guys struggle till after your first winter. I also know you guys are busy. Just try it out and see if you can spare some videos for it. I wish you pasta, Simon. Cheers, Chicken. And then I checked it out. And
Don't
it's
Starve.
Got, it's got, uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, Don't Starve Together. It's got like crazy good reviews, but it is a...
Yeah, we've talked
I've,
about
I've
it.
I've played it. I've played
I
it
have
before.
Two.
I've not played it multiplayer.
Nor
I've not played the together, but mm-hmm. I played the original version, which was Don't Starve.
Right.
Yeah. Is it fun? Because usually every time I see a comment that says play Don't Starve Together, I go, oh, what's that? And I looked up on YouTube and I go, ugh, that didn't look fun.
Yeah, it looks like a Tim Burton cartoon.
Yeah. I was
looks,
okay with it.
The style is cool as shit.
But I didn't play it long.
Nor did I.
Just because, okay, you know, it's one of those games that I was like, okay, this is cool, but it's a time sink.
Is and it fun? It'd take a long time.
I didn't ever get to the point where I was
It's a survival game. Yeah. It's the same as all the other survival games. You got to walk around, you got to chop down trees. You kind of got to go through that grind to set yourself up before you feel comfortable.
I didn't care for it.
Gotcha.
I played it, didn't care for it. Moving on.
Wow.
So he called it.
It's something you got to, yeah. It's like Ark. In a way.
Yeah, well, it's like any of the survival games. It's like, yeah, you got to invest some time.
But this is like a 2D
it.
Top-down.
Yeah,
that's the issue with me.
Very
with I.
With I.
I have
with
the issues with that. And that's that.
We're very limited with that, considering we like, you know, the cinematography.
Yeah, we like
getting
the cinematic shots and everything. It really wouldn't work
that's
for that.
That's half the fun in Ark is how beautiful the environment is.
It looks great. Yeah, Don't Starve. I love the style of Don't Starve, but I don't think it would work on the channel.
No.
All right. Well, Charlie Hemnet 1 says, by saying stop the bullshit with Duralius, I believe they mean just let him be a part of your team and join you guys. Fans didn't want him to join Ark so he could pop up for 2 minutes every five episodes. We want him fucking about with you guys full time. And that brings the question that I have. Thank you, Charlie. Is Duralius going to be there? Ragnarok, day one, with us all the time?
It's a good question.
It's an official I'm asking. Because I don't know, and I work here.
TMZ was asking the same question.
Uh-huh.
And what did they find out? Because I don't fucking know.
Well, they're right out front now, if you
want
to
I want an answer now. I'll put everyone on the spot.
Well, the way we ended the last episode, it seemed like you're coming with us.
Yeah, but that's so vague, right?
What? How is
see
that?
Me. Well, coming with us means he's going to be there.
Yeah.
I'm talking about every fucking
like
episode.
A full-time. Like,
yes.
like a full-timer.
That's why I say vague.
Can we do that?
Okay.
I don't know. I saw Duralius coming out of the grocery store with Winona Ryder.
What?
What? Are we having
TMZ?
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, she was just
there. So what
there.
Does that tell you?
She happened to be there.
Okay.
We were not together.
From the angle I saw, it looked like y'all came out together.
She was shoplifting. I was shopping. We left at the same time.
She did a hell of a job suitcasing those Cornish hens.
But a little over the top on Stranger Things.
Still haven't watched that.
Me neither.
That was great.
Yeah, it's a good show, and we've avoided answering the question.
Can we accommodate?
With computers
yes.
and whatnot? Are we?
Do we have enough computers to get everybody in
right.
all the time? Possibly.
In
yes.
our situation now, because we're swapping some out. We've got a situation here.
We pulled
here.
The boss fight off the other day, if things don't change.
Yeah.
We had to commandeer Ada Hop's computer,
That's
though.
Right.
So if
and his wallet.
So maybe?
Yeah, maybe.
I don't... it's not my call.
It's my call.
When we used to play Minecraft,
yes.
It was different because you could play Minecraft on any computer.
On your phone if you wanted.
Pull a laptop up and you're playing it.
Yeah, well, we'll have to see then, won't we? I'm going to root for it, just saying.
I would like to have you
because
there.
Because they want it. Everyone wants them in there, so why not have them in there all the time? This coming in every once in a while bullshit. We're done with it.
Yeah, but sometimes, yeah.
Sometimes we're sick of Duralis. Is that what you're going to say?
Yes, yes.
Sometimes we're not with him anymore.
He's like capers. He's the capers of friendship.
Dude,
you get sick of capers?
It's a good analogy.
You can eat a whole bowl of capers?
Yeah, who eats a bowl of capers?
You just sprinkle them on. A little bit of Duralis on there.
Am I a bowl of capers?
Well, you don't want to eat a meal with capers every day. Capers, enough capers.
If it's fish, I do.
Let me tell you this. Country shit. I don't know what capers are.
Well, okay, yeah.
They look like peas, but they're salty.
Yeah, listen, and I understand the analogy. That's a good analogy because Duralius capers are a game changer to a dish.
Oh, I know.
So
I have eaten them with my
licking
mouth.
Licking his asshole, aren't
no,
you?
No, I'm not licking his asshole,
yeah,
you
right.
fuckface. I'm being nice to him.
Someone's got to be nice to me once in a while. Fuck.
I'm nice
Let
to you
me
all
have
the time.
It. Let me have it.
I just said people want you and I'm rooting for you to be there.
I pick years. Bafangul. I pick years to be mean to people. Last year was Duralius's year. This year, it's Neeb's year.
Yeah.
And then Abstro, the year after's next.
Oh, you're up, buddy.
And then,
I'm fine with
but
that.
Anthony's like an all year, like every year.
Well, of course.
He takes up a century to be mean to. Yeah. But once that century's over, then we'll be nice to him.
Because he's got that face.
The year after Simon, BB. BB.
All of our anger should be directed to BB.
Greshy on PC says, for your 1,000th video, remember this conversation?
Uh-huh.
You guys should do a commenting on comments, but with a twist, you go back to the oldest videos and pick interesting clips and top rating comments to react to. Just one here, and they're not all 999 previous videos. I don't understand that. I think that would be just, basically, I think it would be cool. He thinks it'd be cool, or she thinks it'd
be
cool to do
that. I like
the
idea. Mm-hmm. A little retro, bring some attention back to some old gems, like, you know, Takar's Quest and whatnot.
And
just bringing it back.
I wasn't sure if I was going to read this one, but then right before we started today, Neeb said, I'm going to go back, and I'm going to look at some old videos.
Yeah, I've already got comments from old videos.
I know. So I said, it's funny you did that,
because
you know what? It's connected.
Yep.
Isn't it?
I'm connected.
Wow.
To the source.
That's great.
We're all one.
Congrats on 100K.
What's that mean?
Yeah, that'd be
no, that would be from
it'd be retro.
Right. Yeah. Oh, we just hit 100,000 followers on Twitch, you know.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. We did.
That's
congratulations
awesome.
To us.
Yes. Oh,
we're
great.
Awesome.
We're good at pointing out our accomplishments. Hamish Lang says, please play the game Steep.
No.
I tried it.
Oh, wait, that's the damn snowboarding game?
Let me finish reading the comment.
Go ahead.
It's a fun multiplayer game when you're high up in the mountains covered in snow, and you can ski, snowboard, paraglide, and windsuit around.
Or make
tea. I would love to play. God, I can't fucking read
it's
today.
Really good.
Never stop jumping out of cars, it's telling me. But I checked out the game, and I thought it looked fucking really cool.
Before we get too far, I'd like to point out that Neves made a reference.
Yeah.
Like steeping.
I think we should all recognize that.
It was a joke that he slipped in there that I feel was unnoticed for the most part.
Is that a tea thing? I'm not a tea guy.
Can you steep tea?
Great.
Should we just give him a little?
Tea and capers, not Astro's forte.
Right. Now listen, thank sweet you. Tea. I got my page. Damn tea, sugar.
Throw some capers in there.
No. I looked up capers on Google. It's a damn pea.
I told you that. I said it's a salty pea.
I didn't believe you. I want to look it up myself.
Okay.
Well, the thing is, so every once in a while, when I read the comments and I see something, I'm like, oh, I'll go to check it out because I'm always looking for something. This game, the abilities on what you can grab cinematically with the tools that the game has is fucking cool. And it's basically just a whole bunch of races that you can have fun, at least for a one-off for us to play. I'd like to maybe give that a shot.
Racing's fun.
Huh?
Racing's fun.
Yeah.
I played it.
I have the game.
Yeah, I got it off.
It was free on PSN for a month, right?
But if we were all playing it together,
you guys just
have
fun
with it.
Yeah. I don't know.
But
it doesn't really tell a story. Okay,
right?
It's like...
No, it's... But God, what told a story with that fucking game that was like the people getting ripped apart? What was the story there?
There was a zombie trying to save his little boyfriend.
I know, but that's a stupid story.
So these racers are trying to save their boyfriend. At the bottom of the hill.
We make our own story.
To me, this reminds me of like cunning stunts, right?
Yeah.
It's just fun races.
Yeah. Exactly. Fun races in a different environment, and you actually have tools to make it look really fucking cool and follow the characters and have really cool music and make it look like badass. So I was like,
Speaking of like cinematography and racing, I played The Crew 2 at that Ubisoft event I went to.
Uh-huh.
How was that?
It was awesome.
Really?
I never played the first one.
Me neither.
But
I heard the first one had like a really good, like it's had a good open world as far as just the layout.
It's the entire.
You can't get out of your car or anything.
This is the entire United States.
Yeah.
The entire fucking United States. So
well, no, I mean it's a condensed it's version condensed, of the United States.
But if you drove from like San Fran to New York, it might take you about an hour. Like
damn, is that how big the map?
It's
is?
Really, really big.
Holy shit!
And the cities, you know, go through. But you can hop in planes if you're not in a race.
The planes intrigue me.
Planes, boats, motorcycles, drift cars, and you can switch at any point. But the playback. It's kind of almost like Rockstar Editor-ish on the play. Anyway, I really enjoyed it.
And
played well.
Did they have a rickshaw?
No rickshaws, but that might be DLC.
DLC.
It's steep. It almost seemed like it was Rockstar Editor type stuff too, probably. But easier. Much easier to use.
Right, right. And this was pretty easy
And you're
too,
like, but... whoa.
So yeah, it's a different breed for our channel, but you never know. One-offs are good.
Yeah, I think so.
Mixes it up.
Thanks for the suggestion. James Reedon, this is my last comment, says, I honestly want to see Absor do a review of Deadpool the game. So is there Deadpool the game?
If there is, it's the first I've heard of it.
Okay. Because James
comes with
liked...
a Big Whopper.
What?
Big Whopper?
What's that?
The Burger King.
It sounds like one of those like fast food games.
But James liked your last like Guardian review. So
I would love to do more game reviews.
Want to see more game reviews, and that was a suggestion, so I figured, what the fuck?
Game reviews are fun. It's just, you get an excuse to play a game.
The Burger King games, remember those?
Uh-huh,
yeah, that's what he was talking about.
Oh, I know, but I remember I was like looking at speakers, like the one we use for our stream, that amp that we do our voice through when we... And, you know, they got all the games in the counter. And I remember seeing a couple of the Burger King games in there. It's like they probably just didn't know that it was a Happy Meal prize, pretty much. You know, that they're someone sold or pawned the Burger King games.
I'm lost.
I don't know what Burger King games are.
Like games that come with, like, the kids' meals?
Years ago.
Burger King had this special, when the Xbox came out, they were like these Xbox-exclusive games that you could only get through, like, a fucking Happy Meal.
How does this deal with your amp?
Well, I went to the pawn shop, and
you saw amps and Burger King games.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's just forget that.
No, that's fine.
What a narrative.
I'm going to understand.
What a tale.
Yeah. That was a great
plot. What ups and downs.
Yeah. That was such a bad story. It has to stay.
It was really bad.
Yeah. But it's good.
It wasn't supposed to be a big deal. Now we're making a big deal out of it.
I know. Shit happens.
It's just, I saw this at this.
I like it.
Me too.
I'm glad you brought it up. It's my favorite part so far.
I'll bring it up later. Thanks.
All right. Hey, I'm done with my comments. Slam a jam.
Okay. Slibbity bobbity boo.
Hey, boogaboo. What was the word? Bugalaboo.
Mine are coming up, but talk for a second while I grab my laptop.
Go for it, baby.
Okay.
Baklava. I think it's a good time to talk about Bluehost.
Oh, okay. That's a good idea. Support for today's show comes from Bluehost. Bluehost is a top-rated website provider that powers over 2 million websites. It has everything you need to build the website you've always wanted, and it gives you the freedom to design the website the way you want to design it without being limited by templates. It's simple enough for beginners and powerful enough for even the most advanced users, and with fully customizable templates and third-party app support, you get total flexibility and control. Plus, with a 99% uptime guarantee and automated updates, it's truly reliable and offers maximum security, including malware monitoring and protection and automatic secure WordPress installs. Not to mention, thanks to Bluehost 24/7 tech support, online resources, and expert services, you'll have all the help you need to succeed and save time. Bluehost is the best tool to build, host, and manage your website. No wonder it's been the top recommended WordPress host on WordPress.org since 2005. And now our listeners save 50% when you sign up at Bluehost.com/Neebscast. That's Bluehost.com/Neebscast. Thank you very much, Bluehost. Doralis, you got your comments?
I can go.
Yeah.
Yeah, these are from, it was last minute stuff. So these are from that Far Cry 5 Extreme video I did.
I want to play that game, man. It looks
fun. Yeah, me too.
I'm a sucker for the Far Cry formula.
Yeah.
And I know some people hate it. Yeah, works for me.
I like the biplanes.
I don't understand the story of the game. I saw your video, which I liked.
Which explained everything.
Well, why can't you just fly the plane somewhere and get, I don't know, the FBI involved or something?
Well, that's a good question. And that's one of my comments. We can address that.
Okay.
We'll get to that. But the first comment was... in the beginning, I was like, have you ever played Far Cry, Far Cry 2, blah, blah, blah. Several people, and that's why I'm bringing this up. This is from Martin Lozano, says, you forgot Far Cry Blood Dragon.
Yes, you did.
Oh, yeah, well, that one was awesome.
Because it's DLC. That's why I didn't mention it in the beginning. It's DLC, but it's I remember watching you play that. No, but
other than me,
it was so.
I've seen it.
Freaking, it was goofy. I loved it.
Yeah, but that's why I didn't forget it. It just because it's DLC, I didn't consider it a game.
Well, I guess you said the Primal one, but I guess Primal that was a full game, wasn't it?
It was.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was like on its own disc and everything.
Well, that's why people didn't like it, right? Because they're like, "Fuck this! We're paying another." You know, weren't people complaining about that?
Yeah, people would complain about everything.
Like that was more of a DLC.
That was more well received. Like that was a very well received DLC.
It wasn't DLC.
Well, it wasn't
though.
DLC.
No,
that's
not Primal.
The point.
Blood Dragon was. Yeah, Blood Dragon was very well
people
received.
Loved it. And Primal, like, it was a full game. You know, it was a giant world and a full game. So I don't know how people could consider it DLC.
I want to borrow it from you sometime.
Sure.
You still have my God of War.
It's on my PS4.
You still have his God of War?
Yeah, I do. I actually played a little bit.
Nice.
Oh, you're just playing it.
Yeah, it's cinematography, the game. That's what it is. Yeah. It's really. It is mind-blowing. I mean, I'm sure most people have played it that are listening, but the fucking vision, like all the shots and the scale of it is really impressive.
Play through it, man. Get through it. It's a worthy play.
What he's saying is he'd like his game back.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, that is what he's saying.
I still have your copy of Ninja Scroll, and I still haven't fucking watched it.
I
know. I'm a piece of shit.
Oh, Ninja Scroll's the best.
I'm going to watch it.
I have a movie at my house. Remember Craig? He was here yesterday. He loaned me probably 5 years ago.
Oh, the one with the dark comedy.
Yeah, it's like a butcher.
It's his favorite movie, isn't it?
Oh, Delicatessen?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe.
Delicatessen.
You said a butcher. The Delicatessen.
He's like, watch this. I'm like, I don't want to. And he's like, here, trust me. And I was like, all right. And
I'm going to sit in my house.
It's a neat movie.
I'm sure it is.
Yeah. The visual style is really cool. It's like, I forgot that director's name, but every movie he makes has this really interesting style.
I thought it was pretty good, too. TikTok Gaming writes, so you late to upload video because you are downloading Far Cry 5, Neebs? Nice.
What?
Nice. Mm. Nice, Neebs.
So we weren't putting videos up this week because you were downloading Far Cry 5.
Yeah.
Nope.
Nice. It doesn't come out till February, but you were downloading Far Cry 5.
It wasn't me. It was you, Dralis, and you didn't download it. You went to an event.
I went to a capture event. So that was all. We didn't. Okay. Yeah. But nice, Neebs.
I know.
Dralis, I will say I really enjoyed your Far Cry video.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, me too.
Good job on that.
A little poppy on the mic because I couldn't find my pop filter. But
you know, you could take out those pops.
Shut up. I did a lot.
I know he did.
Okay, so we can address this. This was, and I'm sure I've seen it several different ways, several different people. Trevor Lavick writes, what happened with you guys posting more videos more frequently after the Patreon stuff? Seems like you guys aren't posting nearly as much since then.
Since the Patreon?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and you know what?
It's true.
It is true. I'm self-conscious of it. First of all, we're getting adjusted.
Yeah, we're... So, I mean, that's why I'm taking this opportunity for us to explain again, you know, where we are right now, what's going on.
Yeah. Anybody? Well, first of all, we're doing longer videos. We had a GTA last week, which took time in 2 weeks to cut.
Well, that's kind of the thing where we don't want to do that anymore, because I don't want to take 2 weeks to do a video anymore. I just want to make sure that...
Oh, yeah. Yeah, but we're starting to bring Rockstar Editor into those, so those are taking a lot longer.
Mm-hmm.
I'm on 7 Days to Die, which is really starting to worry me.
Right.
Because the game is so grindy and time sensitive, so you can't just cut big chunks out like you can in Ark, because you might miss day 7, or all of a sudden you missed a night, or whatever. So that thing's been kicking my butt.
Yeah, and we're also training.
Yeah.
Training people as well.
And we also traveled. Like, Thick and I went to Germany.
I went to San Fran.
Yep. Duralius went to San Fran. So
all those things together.
Yeah, it was
plus
a combination
my birthday
of stuff.
Month. I had family visiting and a trip.
Is it almost over?
Yeah, tomorrow, I think.
Tomorrow it's over.
Today's the last day of your birth month
is over.
Hey, my birth month is next.
You don't have that.
Yep, starting tomorrow. So Astro is going to be occupied.
Don't think that we're not thinking about it and everything.
Yeah, we didn't take the money and run like
we're not going to make it.
And listen, we didn't get the money until like two weeks ago.
Right, there was a snafu,
a huge delay beyond what we thought.
Getting the deposit system worked out with Patreon was because they use third party vendors.
So we couldn't start in. Until that was, you know, sealed. Like,
and even then, where the start takes time.
Yeah, of course. That's there.
It will happen, but it's a process.
So, again, Far Cry 5. This is from Eli Stover, and this kind of addresses what you were starting to bring up. And I stopped you because of this.
Okay.
I can't get past how that game makes no sense. Where are the feds? Government aid? People? Car insurance? The setting makes no sense. And then he's got an example. I won't get into that, but It's a good point. Where's the government? We don't know.
Video game.
I know.
Come on, who gives a shit?
I know.
If there were no planes, I could buy it. We're stuck. We're surrounded by mountains and distance. But I'm in a plane. I'm just going to fly on over to the next city.
We don't know. It might be in the story.
Could be.
They might address it because
they would have to.
It's the elephant in the room, really.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, we'll wait and see, Eli. We don't know. But in the meantime,
we'll see what the fine folks at Ubisoft are cooking up there with that story
for everyone. And then I'm going to do more comments in five just because. Anyway, the follow-up comment right there from Soham Mestri. Okay, it was funny, but there's a lot of little periods.
So that's a big pause.
Just a pause there.
But
what is this fucking thing? I was thinking I will be the gameplay. Fuck you all. I am a subscriber and I also hit the bell icon. Where's the video, fuckers? Dislike for you.
Wait, what?
I'm so confused.
I was confused by the end of all of that.
Soham was disappointed.
About what?
I think the video.
Which video?
The Far Cry?
Far Cry 5, yeah.
That was a fun video.
Just with the maybe because of the 5 minutes. Some people were like, oh, you go, it was 5 minutes.
What's his name? Soham?
Yeah.
Fuck Soham.
Come on, Soham.
Oh, shit. We're not doing this.
No, we're not. We love Soham.
This will be the first time we've ever said, fuck YouTube. They don't want to do that.
His BB's listening. Sorry. Matt Horvath says, I live in Montana. We don't talk like hillbillies. Okay. In all fairness, that Nick Rye guy, the pilot.
Right.
He was cast to talk like a hillbilly.
Yeah.
He could be from anywhere.
Hillbillies could move to Montana.
They
I've
can.
Seen it happen.
And it's also fictional Montana.
It is.
Which is a big difference.
It's a huge difference. And my character, the reviewer.
Yeah.
Which sounds similar to Dalton from Tombstone. He just happens to be a hillbilly. Who happens to be reviewing this game?
Yeah, he happened to be a cattle rancher who found work in Montana.
Yeah, exactly. And now reviews games.
There's a whole backstory.
Seriously.
He also once bought an amplifier at a pawn store where they happened to have
Burger King games from previous years.
Would have used the same voice had you reviewed Les Mis or something like that.
Oh, without a doubt. Yeah. It's the review
voice.
Look at
that bitch sing.
Is there a Les Mis game?
It's coming.
Far Cry Les Mis.
Walter Bishop says, I thought it was Duralius narrating until he said, Ouija Booja. Dead giveaway, Apsro.
Nope. I feel like that's more your thing.
Yeah, of course it is.
I brought it to the table, thing. But I'm going to take this opportunity to say, it's everyone's thing.
Yeah.
It's definitely your thing.
Yeah, you're the one that jumped on an Ouija Booja before anybody.
I Ouija Booja'd a dog last night. What a sweet dog. It was a Belgian...
Waffle?
Belgian waffle.
Those are cute.
Exactly.
I ate it after I was a
it was delish.
Yeah. It's funny. That reminds me of a scrap mechanic comment I saw. I can't remember who it was, but it was like, it was a scrap mechanic. I said, I can't tell which one's thick or Apsro. Neither of which was in the video. The only two not in the video.
It happens a lot. It happened in a lot of comments on this one. Like, a lot of people are like, great work, Apsro, and stuff like that. So I guess our voices are maybe more similar than the rest.
Maybe, yeah. Probably more so than anybody else's here.
Well, I feel like I'm hearing myself when you talk to me.
Yeah, yeah. It is like listening to myself.
Well, in the Ben and Ed video, someone said, why does Thix have so much bass in his voice? And someone had to say, that's Duralius.
So, I mean, why does Apsro sound like a man? That's Duralius.
So I'll go off with, you know, how I like the conflicting comments.
Yeah.
I've got, one I couldn't find again, but here's one. The Jake Amazing says, raw dog, that motherfucking like button, bros, because Uncle Duralingus just hit you with a work of art.
Raw dog.
Thank you, Jake Amazing. That's very sweet of you to say. And then 11 Lee says, what the fuck you guys doing? Go make more PUBG video. I mean, seriously, what the fuck?
go make more PUBG video?
Conflicting comments. Yeah. I'll always like that. I like seeing some
disagreements.
Bad ones. Yeah.
You just like conflict.
Yeah, that's it.
Neebs, okay. I think our channel is built on disagreements.
Yeah.
That's why people come see
honestly.
Us.
If we all saw eye to eye, our videos would be horrible.
Oh, it would be. And
yeah,
it'd
be very boring.
Oh, that was a really good job, Neebs.
No, it wasn't.
I like your train of thought.
Nope.
All right, who's next?
We can read
Apsro
some.
And I shared comments today because we were lazy.
They're from both of them.
Well, that's a fun twist, huh? I'm glad I did more then.
Yeah.
We have, up for your slack
I guess we
asses.
Have three each then because there's six here.
Yeah, we got three each here. This was from the GTA episode Miracle Mission that says, oh my God, that was such a good episode. I can't believe how they pulled that off. which was talking about us in the tanker truck.
Yeah. It was epic. GT. It was epic, and
I don't think any of us believed we pulled it up.
Well, you certainly did.
I know. Yeah, I was like in the video when I'm like blow up the truck. Like that's real. I'm like, yeah. There's no way we're fucking doing
done.
This.
He's like, let's do another mission.
Yeah, we can't finish this. We're done. But shit, thank you guys for pushing me through it.
Perseverance, kids.
I knew we could do it.
It was great teamwork.
Yes, it was.
And that's the one that took you 2 weeks to make, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, took a while.
I had a problem.
Listen, I'll gladly take over the GTAs because I love doing them.
That was a long session. It took us a long time to do all that.
Yeah.
I want to do one a month. That's what I want to do. I still want to do them.
You like doing them. You only do one a month.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I wouldn't mind doing one every now and then, too.
Yeah, they are fun to make, especially now with the Rockstar Editor. God, I love that thing. I'm playing it all day.
It's really pretty.
Yeah, I'll just make more Rage Cop in that thing because that was fun, too.
Yeah.
All right, this one is from GiddyUp234. Says, all right, stop using the GPS as a radio. It's pissing the hell out of me because I know what the radio is and I play ARC. Fix it.
The radio, it doesn't look good.
Man,
I hate it.
If the radio looked like the GPS, we would use it. Yeah. But it looks better.
There is no visual on the radio.
Yeah, I guess
it's
there
in your number slot and your hands don't do anything. I hate it.
Use your imagination.
That's what we decided. We're like, we want to
tell
do
yourself
this.
Otherwise. You can convince yourself.
Or let's all convince ARC to put a radio in your hand when you're radioing.
Yeah, everyone tweet at ARC. Make the radio go in your hand.
Yeah, we need to really sick these people on them.
Yeah, exactly.
So do we do it official? Do we make it?
Yeah.
Just go, go to the...
just tweet?
I don't know, at ARC, whatever it is on Twitter, I'm sure. At ARC. They probably have a Facebook page. They probably have emails. Just berate them.
Also, tweet at Burger King, bring back the games.
Yep, yeah, come on. We're the King games, y'all.
There you go.
They were really bad.
Well, they were given away free with the shittiest burgers.
I didn't expect
I want to say they were like $5. I don't think they were free.
Actually, there was one that was actually kind of fun. I'll admit it.
Which one was it?
It was like a bumper car kind of thing or something. I mean, it was stupid.
Okay.
I beat it. Totally beat it.
Came with his amplifier.
Good for you.
Okay.
All right. This is from the GTA episode where you guys did the heist. And it
Flicka
says,
job.
The Flicka job, yeah.
Yeah.
And it says, Simon, I feel you, bro. I just did that mission today, and if I ever meet the guy that made that puzzle, I am going to kill him.
Yes, I agree, because I am good at things, and this person I can relate to, because they're good too. It was the game's fault.
Yes, it definitely was not just a simple maze with a ball.
No.
What was it?
I'm just bad. Really,
it was that. It was just the ball you had to run through a maze. Really?
Well, I was
not that hard to
I
do.
Wasn't using a controller. I was doing it on the keyboard with my left hand, and it was freaking me
that
out.
That doesn't make it harder.
It's probably easier, actually. For me, a controller would have been easy.
But in all fairness, it was Simon playing a game.
Yeah.
Right, so. And I was under pressure.
What are you talking about?
You
stopped the car.
I pulled over and said, take your time.
Yeah, but I was still felt every time I failed, it was like, God, if I don't get it this time, they're going to shit on me. Fuck, I fucked up again. Oh, shit, I did it again. Paranoia.
Paranoia?
Yes, I get paranoia.
People are watching.
I was.
Yeah, we're all just arms crossed staring at him over at his computer.
Flustered.
Come on, get through this.
I loved it.
I'm sure you did. You love seeing me squirm.
Was that it? Are you done?
Yeah, I read my three.
Now, okay. Neebs is
which
making
which
his
is,
way
was
up
Neebs
to
is
the
two.
PC.
I read my one and Neebs is two.
So how many left?
Three.
Three more
three
comments
left.
Wow,
you read them exciting. Out of order, too.
Well, then
so
we
I don't
can
know.
Talk more about stuff.
Yeah, we got things to talk about.
Things.
So much.
Like that one thing we said we were going to talk about.
Oh, I remember. Mm-hmm.
So some of those comments that Astro just read are older videos. From the past.
Oh, fun. So that kind of took away from that, didn't it? Where were they from?
No, well, he told you.
Oh, yeah, they were.
Yeah.
They weren't that old,
the
though.
The Flicka job. Well, this one. Scrap Mechanic Megazord.
Ooh.
That one is an old one.
Okay. Yep. That's one of my favorite videos on our channel.
It's a gem. Myself as well.
So, that's the video where we built Megazord, and it took three of us to operate it. And this comment is
from... It worked?
It did work. The comment's from Jersey for Life. It says, damn, that 8-bit elephant man put up one hell of a fight.
Oh, the enemy?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, we spent all of our time building Megazords, and we needed something for the fight.
I whipped that fucker together like...
What did you guys call it? It was like...
It had multiple names.
Yeah, Last Minute Man or something like that.
Last Minute Villain or something.
It was just shit.
It was great. Oh. I watched the Power Rangers movie on the plane. It was a piece of shit.
You just
really?
Had to watch it though,
listen,
right?
Listen. That trailer looked pretty decent.
Because it's a trailer.
Listen, it could have been worse. It could have been worse, but it was, yeah. I mean, it's Power Rangers.
Right.
Honestly, the villain. It's like whoever was the actress that played the villain.
Oh, Elizabeth Banks?
I don't know. Did not work.
Didn't work.
Did not work for me.
He just knows her as the bitch that don't work.
Like she was over the top in some scenes and then trying to play it straight in others. And
that
it never
work.
Like it was never a consistent performance.
Huh.
She's fun to watch in other things.
I'm sure.
Well, there you have it.
But yeah, Power Rangers.
That's Apsara's rating system.
Yeah. What is good? What's good if that's
well, which
bad.
One of
good
you guys
is like, yeah.
Oh.
No, that's good. If it's
that's
fucking
okay.
Great.
What's great?
Great, but like,
yeah.
I give that a
yeah, that's 10 stars.
Which one of you said that you really enjoyed Kong?
I did. I thought it was a very fun movie.
I didn't hate it.
The visual effects were fantastic.
Amazing. Yes.
Yeah. But it was so much cheese and I
great
couldn't...
opening. Why are all these helicopters flying right within
yeah,
swatting distance
so
of a giant monkey?
So stupid.
It was not good.
Man, it like I had thought... like Michael Bay decisions happening.
It made me mad. Like they had an interesting movie right at the beginning. Yeah. It was like, okay, these two
great
pilots
opening.
Landed on this island. I want to let's follow them the entire
yeah,
movie.
Yeah, and they're
yeah.
enemies.
That would have been a good movie.
It would have been.
These guys that are enemies that now have to, like, they don't speak each other's language.
They
have to
figure
out how to work together. That could have been interesting.
Like,
but,
I was, nah. I thought it was fun. I saw it in 3D, and the 3D was awesome.
I'm
it
sure.
was really good 3D. Sam Jackson's character was very annoying because it was
oh,
just
God.
So ridiculously mad
yeah.
at this. Like, that was his mission, was that it would, that was
yeah,
so stupid.
Exactly.
But
and why
John
does that monkey throw so good?
Why wouldn't
he's
it?
Got perfect aim.
Perfect aim.
Fuck
well,
yeah.
maybe he uses those skills to hunt prey, like yeah. elephants from
also
across the
also plays
way.
Ball on a minor league team.
It was okay. a bad movie.
It wasn't
I think.
A bad movie.
I think,
yeah,
yeah
it
was a bad movie.
It was just a fun movie.
John
C. Reilly.
There are so many, glaring issues. Again, like all these helicopters just going towards
well, that,
this thing.
That was
weird. Sam Jackson's
that.
Character.
We
just,
already covered that.
Even the damn monkey looking back at the end like,
yeah,
you guys take it easy.
Fuck
yeah.
off!
Don't give us that
hey,
bullshit.
And how do those people that don't talk to each other build such a wall?
What?
Right.
Because they might.
I didn't even see it.
They could draw it out on plans.
You ever
exactly.
build something? It takes a lot of communicating.
Sign language.
Hey, can you get me a 2x4?
Yeah, I
it'd
mean,
take them about an hour
it
to get
that.
I
could have had a good architect, a guy,
yeah,
you know,
figure
drew
that
it all out.
Quick.
But then John C. Reilly. That was a great
he was fun. Yeah.
character.
That's right.
Yeah.
I wish it would have been him
no,
and the,
yeah, he,
the other
he
guy
was a
the
fun
time.
Character, yeah.
He,
but
he was fun.
That was the only redeeming...
I agree.
Him and the...
The CG.
And the CG were the only redeeming things
yeah.
about that.
And
I wasted time.
Okay.
Tell you, a good movie I watched on the plane, though, with good visual effects
Power
was
Rangers.
Ghost in the Shell.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That was an interesting film. And I've never seen the anime and know nothing about it, but just watching the
yeah.
movie from just going in blind, check it out. It was pretty damn cool.
That was crazy, yeah.
Watch Ninja Scroll
yeah.
when you get a chance.
I will watch Ninja Scroll. Watch it on the plane.
If I ever get several, like $100 million, that's the feature I'm going to make. Ninja
and the
Scroll.
Founder. The Founder was great.
Yeah,
Founder. Well, I watched that
same,
on the plane.
Same exact movie, pretty much.
I like to make
it's
a
Kong?
Safe bet. You're never going to get $100 million,
I know.
And that film will never get made.
Yeah, I know. That film's never going to happen.
Kong and The Founder are the same movie, different actors.
All right.
Our movie reviews are just the worst.
Taking
Lion
the
King
comments.
Coming. Go ahead.
Okay, go.
Taking the comments even further back, Neebsylvania episode 60.
Damn.
This is from Elgia Como. Am I reading that right?
El Giacomo is what I say.
El Giacomo. Man, this series is just so good. A masterpiece. Just finished watching for the third time and already ready for the fourth.
And that was
wow.
like these comments that you're reading from older videos are all recent comments. Like this
yeah.
one was just last
like
week.
6 days, 5 days
five
ago.
5 days ago.
I'd love to know how many minutes that is or hours that series, the 60 episodes are total. Because that's no quick watch.
No.
If you're going to watch 60,
yeah.
20
it's hours.
Some minute episodes.
15 minute average? Every four episodes
no,
is equal to 1 hour?
No, 15 to 25 minute
okay,
episodes,
well,
yeah.
Well,
so 20 minute might be average more.
Well, whatever. A shit ton of time that you can waste watching that shit if you feel like it.
Every now and then I'll pull up one at random. Just like, oh, I'll watch episode 40 while I'm whatever and... That was the last one I watched, and it was fucking funny.
I haven't seen them in
yeah, I need
in
to,
years.
I need to
it was
go
really
back
funny.
There
our
are many
dynamic
I've never
great.
Watched. Many I've never even seen.
You yeah. haven't seen most of our videos.
No, I watched them now.
I feel like yeah, that's the show where we discovered each other.
Mm-hmm. We sure as fuck did.
And I'm sure I talked very different.
Yeah, it's funny. Like early Simon on the channel. Like you go.
Well,
back
I
to,
talk like the character that
yeah,
was in the
exactly like the conquesting
the
kittens.
Then it progressed into fuck this.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to talk more like me.
Bada boop.
I like the change.
Yeah. You wear it well, Simon.
Hey, you went from like Boise, Idaho to Detroit.
To Boise, Detroit.
We don't need to talk
Neither
about
are
this
good
anymore.
Examples of the way you talk.
No. Capers.
No, just
you're like
one,
a bowl
one
of capers.
Very pure very different. And, well, maybe not.
Or a baba goo. What did it say? Baba goo?
Bafangool.
Bafangool.
Baba goo.
Baba goo. With extra cheese.
I'll get a baba goo.
I'll take the baba goo.
With the parmesan.
Are you done?
No, I'm getting a little more crazy with the comments here. Mm. This is from Subnautica, part 73, The Egg Hatches.
Oh.
From Molly Reed. Just binge-watched this whole series in 2 days. Life has no meaning. There is only Markiplier screaming at fish. But for real, love this. Keep up the amazing work. You never fail to make me laugh and or scream.
Wait, was that from a Markiplier video?
It was.
Oh, cool.
That's great.
Wait, so it wasn't from one of our videos?
No.
What?
Was the assignment to get comments from our
it's
videos?
It's called commenting on comments. It doesn't say...
It's true.
Which video?
True. Yeah, you could pull it from anywhere.
Loophole.
Honestly.
Neebs going against the grain. Classic Neebs.
Mm. I like Markiplier, but I think our Subnautica series is better. I'm going to put that out there.
Oh, snap. Molly Reed. Oh, shit. It's take that.
YouTube drama.
Oh, Abstro just said he wants to fight Markiplier.
I'm going
to
tweet him. I'm going to tweet him right now.
You
let's
know
fight.
What, man?
Cage match.
Let's talk about fights for a second. I mean, you got Mayflower.
Because that's your last comment, right?
Mayflower.
Not Mayflower.
Yeah,
when they
came to America.
Mayweather fight against McGregor, correct? Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And how did against McGregor McGriddle. Get that fight?
What's that?
How did McGregor
he won it.
Get that fight?
Mayweather
how
versus McGregor.
How did he get that fight to happen?
It was in what? A grab machine.
I have no idea. I did not pay attention at all to that fight.
All he did was say, I want to fight him.
Yeah,
I want it for years.
Yes.
Kept on saying, I want to fight Mayweather.
Yeah.
I want to fight Mayweather.
Yeah.
Fuck him. And he just made $100 million approximately on losing a fight to Mayweather.
Yep.
Doesn't
let's
sound like he
lose
lost.
A fight to Markiplier.
Yep.
Let's challenge the motherfucker.
Or Molly
Markiplier.
Or Molly Reed. Let's fight either of
Neebs
them.
Neebs Gaiman versus Molly Reed.
Ooh.
Or well, I want to do both Markiplier and Molly Reed.
Cage match.
Just saying.
If you in, Abstro?
If we could make this
happen. Yeah, I'm in. I don't know. He has a strong chin, though.
He looks like he works out, too.
Yeah. I think I could take him, though.
Yeah.
I doubt it.
We'll train. We'll start training.
Yeah.
Maybe we should fight him in a game, like Gang Beast.
All four of us against him?
I don't want to play that game again.
I don't know.
Oh, I love
fun.
That game.
How about this?
Game.
Those are details.
Gang Beast was fun.
We'll figure out the details later.
Yeah. Let's
right
start
now,
talking shit.
I
now.
Think we could fight Molly Reed pretty easily, though.
Why would you say that?
Yeah, why? Because she's
because
a woman?
Because she probably doesn't have...
You fucking
wow.
sexist?
Wow.
No, because of the how many millions of subscribers does Markiplier have? He's not going to see the comment.
Oh, you mean a better chance of fighting her, but not a better chance of winning?
Yeah.
Okay.
Setting well. It up.
Oh,
well,
yeah.
It sounded like you were
I'm
talking
fine with
about.
Fighting Molly.
Yeah, you can't hit her.
Well, yeah, no, I don't want to hit her.
So,
you can kill, hey... You could try to kill her with kindness.
Oh.
Mm.
Why hey, are baby. We fighting,
turn
Molly?
The, yeah.
Ooh, hey, baby.
Why,
how you
why
doing?
Would we fight
wow,
right
your
now?
Your hair looks awesome, Molly.
Yeah, you look good, baby.
Smack.
That's a nice another butter yeah. ring you
beautiful
got, Molly.
Eyes.
Punch.
Yeah. Molly, you have pretty eyes, baby.
Kick you in the nuts.
And all of a sudden, she's in love with you.
Mm-hmm.
Knockout.
No, can't blame her.
Yeah. Yeah.
Knocked
yeah.
out by Epstra's love.
Yep.
Yep.
Well, pap.
There you go. Is that it?
We are done with comments. How's everyone's life going?
Good.
Played VR last night, and that was a blast.
Oh, yeah,
oh.
It was.
I don't know. Yeah, that video probably won't be out.
It won't be out
by the time this
ever.
Comes out. But
it's
we
never
played
coming out.
Star Trek VR.
Yeah, Star Trek Bridge Crew.
That was a lot of fun.
I'm yep. fucking jealous.
I'm yep. looking forward to seeing that, Duralius.
I am too.
I will say this: when you watch the video, know how much trouble it was getting the logistics worked out with recording
yes.
and being able to communicate. Two of us were in the office. Astro was at home.
Yep.
And
our good friend Valdengro,
yep,
was at his home, and we didn't let him talk because that just was a complication.
Yeah, because we want clean audio. We don't want the audio coming through the game and on our mics.
But we had to hear each other and capture our voices. So, yeah, once we got that all worked out,
yeah,
we just ended up having a mute engineer.
I do not envy you having to cut this audio. I know I smacked my mic with my
I
headset.
I smacked it so
I
many
too.
Times.
I knocked my mic over.
Because you can't see. We got the headsets on. You can't see where the mics are. We're just
you're
whap,
reaching
whap.
For buttons and you keep knocking your mic. And,
right.
And, of course, we're dancing as
and
well.
And we were very physical, yes.
Yeah.
Because when your hands move in the game, they move. Your character moves.
It's
his
so
hands.
Dumb.
Yeah. I can't wait to try it.
Yeah. Yeah.
I love everything that I've ever tried VR.
And this is what's nice about you're just always sitting in your chair and you've got your little control station. You can look around at everyone's position where they are in the room and of course in the big wide open screen in front of you.
Yeah, I want more VR multiplayer games.
Yep, that one worked out really well.
VR librarian.
Yep.
What?
Put these books back.
Shh.
Yep. VR record collector. You just go through old record shops, flipping through.
There you go.
The Doors.
Yes. Oh, but it's scratched. Pink Floyd?
Oh, it's scratched, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh man, when I first got the Vive, I was downloading everything, and I mean, there's like VR museums where somebody's gone into a museum and like scanned all these fucking statues, and you just like walk through it. It's boring as shit, but somebody was just making it to make it.
Right. Well, I mean, if you can knock them down, unless you love and appreciate the artwork.
If you're really into museums, and you know, like,
well, the artwork. It's not about the museums. It's not like you're looking at the crown molding.
Oh yeah, exactly. You and they're like, oh look, check out this marble statue.
Yeah, it's art.
Little dickhead and his ding dong.
Check out this water fountain.
There he goes. It's like you're just talking earlier on about how the cartoons are artwork. This is art.
So
and
beautiful.
He's like, all these fucking dumbass statues in fucking
you,
museums.
Man.
Fuck them.
Absolutely respect all that shit.
Yeah, with the ding dongs.
Yeah, those fucking ding dongs.
All this guy did was shave this marble down until it was a perfect representation of a person.
I know. Like a piece of shit. I don't know, 1,000 years ago or 3,000 years ago.
Looks like shit.
This is stupid. I'm out of here.
I'm going to go draw a dick.
This took 3 years to make. Fuck him.
I'd love to see an art like review show with you.
I'm a big piece of shit.
Just fuck that. Fuck that.
Fuck this.
I'd like to see you work at a museum as the guide.
The curator?
Yeah. This is some other stupid shit.
You kids are going to love this one. It's got titties.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You little motherfuckers ever heard of Jackson Pollock?
Yep.
He pretty much nuts on a canvas and calls it art. Look at this shit.
This chick's hot, but she has no arms.
Yeah. If she had no mouth, it'd be better. That's what you'd say. Because you're sexist.
I don't know why this is famous. Bitch is just smiling.
No, it's supposed to be him. You talking about Mona Lisa?
Yeah.
It's supposed to be... A lot of people say that
Mona
that
Lisa's
is
a man?
Well, a lot of people say that it is a...
That's Da Vinci.
That's Da Vinci.
Yeah.
Oh, it's himself?
It's Da Vinci as a woman.
He's dressed up as a woman. He's just smiling.
Brona Lisa.
That's what they say. Don't know if it's true. It's one of the things.
Yeah, how would you know? It's like, that's...
I don't know.
Yeah.
But he was a genius.
Oh, yeah.
Let's talk about Da Vinci for like 15 more minutes.
Yeah.
No,
he was a great inventor.
Sure.
Yeah.
Is he the one that invented that wingsuit that Coyote uses?
Yeah.
He did.
Yeah. That's it.
Yeah.
That's what he's most famous for.
Didn't he invent the scissors?
I
feel like he was one of those guys that just kind of threw everything at the wall.
Mm-hmm.
He had time, and I guess he had money, and it was just like, oh, let me
his
come
wall
up with
was
ideas.
Covered
ideas,
with
ideas,
you have
ideas,
no
ideas.
Idea. He had some time. He had some money.
Well, yeah, I mean,
he figured what the fuck.
Like everything I know about Da Vinci, he came up with all these inventions. It's like, if you look at the majority of them, the majority of them are crap and didn't work. But
some
those
of them, the
few
math,
in there were like, oh, damn.
The math
use
works out on some of them, doesn't it? It's this is a parachute from however long ago that would actually work because it is big enough. Because the math has to work.
Right. Mm-hmm. Well, just the fact that he was thinking of planes that are even slightly resembled what we use today.
Right.
As you go, holy shit, this guy was designing stuff.
Yeah.
And then...
And those designs
probably
influenced, you know...
Yeah, exactly.
The proper designs.
Can I check something? Hey, Siri, who invented the scissors?
Oh, this is going to be great.
Here's what I found on the web for who invented the scissors.
I want her to talk.
Nothing about Da Vinci.
Just a couple of lesbians.
I wish she would. Oh, it's fuck this. It's taking me to Bing. Go away.
Whoa. Go away. All right. Forget Bing.
Siri.
So anyway.
Hey, my dad's friend, real quick before we leave.
What?
Invented the spaghetti scissors.
Huh?
What are that?
It's a pair of scissors with a spoon on the end of one of the things.
Oh.
You scoop with the spoon, twirl with your fork, and then squeeze the scissor. All the excess pasta is cut off so you can eat freely without getting your chin dirty.
All right, you see those everywhere, don't you?
So this is not out
yet.
This is what
it's not the future yet.
Okay.
Hey, well, Siri, who invented the spaghetti scissors?
Ooh.
What's his name?
Okay.
Should say Charles.
Da Vinci.
Better not take me to Bing. It didn't even take me to the right site. Fuck you, Siri.
Oh, boy, this is going well.
Siri's the worst.
Can we try to push the product, or is it not out yet?
It's not. He only made one pair for himself.
Right.
That's the best part of
it. But it's coming out.
And
soon?
It's a spork and a
he just got really
toothpick.
Fed up with getting messy eating spaghetti.
Yeah. He's like 80-something.
Right.
So you have seizures?
Really like a beard or?
He used to have to two-handed. He would have to squirrel it. And then have the scissors in the other hand and cut it.
Yeah.
But now it's all in one.
Now it's just boom, squeeze, eat.
Dumb pro tip, get some Chef Boyardee and just dump it out of the can into your mouth.
Mm.
Like good stuff,
like
Simon.
Asian soup.
I'm not going to engage.
Not going to fall for that.
Not
going
to fall for that. Thank you, everyone, for the comments. Thank you, Bluehost, for sponsoring. And keep the comments coming. Say goodbye, y'all.
Goodbye.
Bye, y'all.
I said y'all.
Y'all.
You didn't say y'all.
I hate that.
Look at that country rubbing off on you.
Bye, fungal, y'all.
That's the way.
Yeah, but in the loving way.